The artist Shepard Fairey has made a career of creating iconic political images like the Obama Hope campaign poster. Last month, he returned to Providence 30 years after he got his start there as a scrappy street artist with a confrontational style. WBUR's Amelia Mason headed to Rhode Island to get a peek at the retrospective of Fairey's work and his latest mural.
The bright new painting above a construction zone in downtown Providence is quintessential Shepard Fairey, a close-up portrait of a young woman with a serene expression framed in radiating ribbons of red and black and blue. Nick Nazarian of Cranston mans the private parking lot next door. He spent the past week watching the mural go up. I ask him what he thinks of it.
Honestly, it's beautiful, but I don't really know art like that.
Actually, it turns out Nazarian knows a lot about art like that. We chat about Fairey, who's famous today for his uplifting designs promoting progressive causes, but who started out as a street artist while at the Rhode Island School of Design in the late 80s. Nazarian brings up Fairey's earliest stunt, a sticker with a black and white image of the pro wrestler Andre the Giant, copied from a newspaper.
And then it went viral when viral wasn't viral, right? Stickers were all over the place.
The Andre the Giant sticker proliferated around Providence, appearing on stop signs and in music venues, a real-life meme. The image didn't really mean anything, but it earned Fairey street cred. Later, he paired the design with the word obey in menacing block letters in a critique of conformity. He also famously pasted the wrestler's head over a billboard ad for the 1990 re-election campaign of the city's disgraced former mayor, Buddy Cianci. Fairey's prank struck a chord and helped him realize the power of his art.
My next guest is an artist and an activist who became famous for his Obama Hope poster. Please welcome Shepard Fairey.
Today, Fairey is a darling of the contemporary art world, with a design firm and his own clothing line, whose estimated net worth of $15 million is a little at odds with his anti-establishment ethos. His work sometimes lands him in trouble. His street art has gotten him arrested for vandalism, he's been criticized for appropriating existing images in his designs, and he's been sued for copyright infringement. I meet Fairey at a pop-up gallery in Providence, where a touring retrospective of his work is about to open. The images are bold and stylish, riffing on pop art, advertising, and Soviet propaganda. Fairey reflects on how his style has gotten more palatable since its confrontational beginnings.
I realized that those images often got me a pat on the back from my peers who agreed with me, but most likely didn't change the minds of people who disagreed with me. So I started to think a little bit more along the lines of how I, as an artist, could, you know, seduce, then provoke.
Fairey points out a print that looks a lot like the mural down the street. It's an inspirational image that's typical of the Fairey we know now. A young Latina with her chin tilted proudly and a flower in her hair.
Even the groups disparaged most frequently are equally human. That's the statement it's trying to make.
Fairey says he tries to make a tangible difference by donating some of the profits from his work to activist organizations. Half the proceeds of the pieces sold at the exhibit go to the Providence arts nonprofit AS220, which also facilitated the mural. Still, Fairey says he thinks political art can have an impact, even if it's not worth any money.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't make political art if I didn't think that it was capable of creating conversations that wouldn't happen otherwise. Because I think that when something impacts the viewer emotionally, then they have to wrestle with it intellectually.
Maybe it's idealistic to think that art, all on its own, can influence public opinion or stoke dissent. But it's a powerful idea, and one that Fairey's fans have taken to heart. Like 13-year-old Jason Kokonis, who came all the way from Brookline, Massachusetts with his family to catch the opening of Fairey's show.
What do you think of, like, the political part of Shepard Fairey's work? Do you know anything about that?
That's actually my favorite part. I feel like Shep's murals are, like, they're very appealing, but when you look at it and you think about the deeper meaning, it almost allows you to think in, like, a kind of fun, kind of cool way.
It's late afternoon, and the gallery won't open to the public for a while. Inside, Fairey sits for interviews. Jason holds his phone up to the plate glass window to snap a photo of his hero and a room full of art that wants to change our minds. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.